What kind of, what were those bags made of?
It was same as they use now, as well as I remember. Mm-hmm. We've always had bags.
Just made of paper. Mm-hmm. Now, so what did the beans, what would the farmer bring the beans in, or?
Well, we would buy the pintos and the Great Northern, and they would come in big blue containers. They'd be about this high and about this big around. And
that wouldn't really be a sack then?
Oh no, you were talking about things that you sacked up. They would come in bulk, and you'd sack them to the... When the customer bought so many pounds, you'd sack them.
And what was the container made of? Paper or metal?
It was metal.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And did you get anything like potatoes or anything else like that in sacks?
In bulk, not in bigs, not in sacks.
The difference between a paper bag and a croaker sack?
Yes, in those kind of sacks.
And what exactly is a croaker sack or a toe sack?
Well, it's coarse cotton, I think you'd call it. And it's has little holes in it on the order of this, except it's this speaker here.
Oh, that close.
Uh-huh.
That's the toe.
It's kind of tannish looking brown.
And the croaker sack?
Well, they're just about the same, a croaker sack. One of them might have a lining to it, but the toe sacks were not. They were open. That's where you'd get your onions and potatoes.
I see. And just so I remember this, I'll make clear that you indicated the mesh and the microphone would be the about the size of... different terms for land around the house or around the home or the farm. You have plenty of hills around here, but you don't really have what is a mountain, right?
No, we don't have any mountains.
This town, Blue Mountain, where it got its...
Well, it is... I believe they say it's the highest part of Mississippi.
I see, that's right.
And I don't know where they got the blue.
I see. I drove through it and it seemed, more hilly than... And as a girl, if you saw water falling over a rock, rather, quite 10, 15 feet, what might you call that?
Well, it waterfall.
Waterfall. And some of these are just fairly routine. The channel that's cut by rain, no more than just a short channel along the side of a ditch, a sloping hill. Just
a gully, is that what
gully?
You mean?
Yeah. But suppose it's really
well, if
large.
It's big, it's a gully.
Oh.
And if it's not too big, we had a name for it, but I don't remember what it was.
Ravine?
Yeah, something like that.
So the smaller is actually the...
Now, you didn't say ravine, did you? Ravine is huge.
Well, that's what I...
Yeah.